Okay, so tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in Siman Shin Chaf Aleph, and we are learning Se'ifim Gimel and Dalet. This is page 294, or Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. So says the Shulchan Aruch and Siv Gimel. Asum l'mlo chatichos tznon arba u'chamesh b'yachar m'le sheniru kikovish kvashim. You're not supposed to salt pieces of radish, four or five at the same time, because it looks like you are pickling things for the future and preserving. V'akovish asum m'le shukim m'vashel. And being kovish something, pickling something, has a din like being m'vashel. So what do you do if you can't pickle or salt, rather, four or five pieces of radish at the same time? You take each piece of radish, you dip it in some salt, and you eat it as that. But eggs, you're allowed to salt. It's not a problem to salt eggs. Says the Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Yud Gimel, Tznon, V'adin Kol Davar Shetzarich Melicha. It's not only a radish, anything that requires melicha. Kigon Bitzalim V'shumim, like onions or garlic, V'ungrekes Chayin and ungrekus, which are what? What's ungrekus? What? Which is what?
Cucumbers,
right. Cucumbers. If you have raw cucumbers, so something that requires salting. Behead your kasef a Rambam tznona chayotze umikol makom near the davar shein darko lichbo shari. But nevertheless, it seems that something that's not the derech to pickle is going to be mutter. So you shouldn't be salting. It's not only radishes. You shouldn't be salting anything that would be the normal thing to pickle. You shouldn't be salting a bunch of them. Arba chamish biyachad, four or five together. The kishakol chaticho menachas levada in b'zemishim kovish kavash. If it's just each piece independent of one another, then it's not like pickling something. And it doesn't look like ma'abed. But when you salt them all together, when you salt them all together, even if you want to eat them right away, and you don't plan on having them sit in that salt to the point that the bitterness of the vegetable goes away from the way pickling normally works, it's still aser. And if you leave it in the salt till it actually becomes pickled, then even if you only do one piece of radish, it's going to be aser to actually pickle something. To actually salt a radish, even just one piece is going to be aser. That the minig is not to salt them at all. You just dip one at a time in salt and eat it as such. Some people have this practice, certainly grandparents, whatever, that it would cut up radishes and put them on a plate, a little plate of radishes. My grandfather used to enjoy having that. And they would salt it. Then they would pour a little bit of vinegar. Not my grandfather, he didn't put vinegar on it. But people would put a little bit of vinegar on it and they would eat it. And l'chora, that's a problem. Because we just said in the Shulchan Aruch that if you do a bunch of pieces at one time, it's going to be usher even if you eat it right away. It's only mutter if you dip one at a time. He says maybe since it's not really there to extract the sweat, so to speak, of the vegetable and to make it lose its bitterness, and you're pouring other stuff on it also, so maybe that's not like ibud. Especially if you pour oil right away, like we learned yesterday, the oil weakens the effect of the salt. In some places they make a lettuce, and they salt the lettuce first, and they leave it like that, and then they strain out the water that comes out of the lettuce, and then they mix it with olive oil and vinegar. That's really aser, because that's ma'abed. Because you're waiting until the lettuce actually absorbs the salt to the point that it's extracting a lot of liquid. So we said that it's like being kovish kvashim, it's like making pickles. That's the Rambam's explanation of why you're not allowed to salt a bunch of radishes at once. But that it's not like kovish kvashim, which is similar to mevashel, but rather it's a tikkun in the thing that's similar to ma'abed. Because of a taz dimitam shulchanoruch yeshlum aldas lishpoch yain v'shar mashkum l'klishi yeshpoch chometz kadesh gamze yeh chometz dom l'kovish kavashim. According to the reason the shulchanoruch gives that it's like kovish kavashim, which is like bishul, it should be usher to pour wine and other beverages into a kli that has vinegar in order that it should become vinegary, because that's like kovish kavashim dom eskavin shosam matzah shofich sham yeh nichpash v'yaseh chometz, because you're trying to make it that the little bit that you poured in with the vinegar becomes like vinegar. But Yad Aaron kasav da asum shem de mechzi kuv de duchal ayin sham. He says the Yad Aaron says it's like kuv de duchal. V'emosis says kedei lahachlish koach hachometz bilvad. But if you're just doing it to diminish the effect of the vinegar, pashut de shari lukuli alma, then it's for sure mutter. V'lachein ugrekas chayin. And therefore, if you have raw cucumbers b'toch hakvushim sheyischam it's gamkein in some sort of pickling brine, pashut das lukuli alma. So that's why you're not allowed to make cucumber salad on Shabbos. Whatever cucumber salad you make with vinegar, you got to make the cucumber salad before Shabbos. Mipnei shehu, avgav vaday ein bo chiv sheino told us urmi kol makom asur midrabanan. It's hard to call this bishul, meaning there is no fire, there's nothing that's even heated by the fire, but nevertheless, it's an isur drabanan that's similar to bishul. The ochla take of lav davka take of mamish al sham muata sheyazir ksas lo harbe. And when we say that if you eat one at a time and that it's okay, it doesn't have to be mamish immediately. It could be wait a little bit. Beitz mutal malchad mepnei shein darach lasos mein kavashim v'gamin amelch moalehem kol kach. The reason you're allowed to salt eggs is because no one makes egg pickling of eggs. They don't last very long, and the salt doesn't really do much to the preservation of the eggs. Si'if dalid yesh mishakasav shemutal litbol kamachatichot snon achas levada ulanicham yachad lefanav kedei liachol miyad zo acharzu. That even though we said you're not allowed to salt 4 or 5 radishes at the same time, and radishes again means every vegetable within the category of that which normally gets pickled, but there's yesh mishakasav that you could salt one of them at a time and or dip one of them at a time and then put them all together on a plate, that you don't have to eat them as you're dipping them. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yutes, achas achas levada to bezeh einir kovish kvashim. That doesn't look like you're making pickles. Kmo shakasav lanichem yachal lefanav haynu shiyu muchanim lefanav lechal avizar shalo yinogo zubzu. You have to keep them separate from one another, because if they're all together, then it runs afoul of what we learned in Sif Gimel, that you're not allowed to do 4 or 5 at a time. But if you keep them all separate and you have them out on a plate ready to be eaten, that this Yesh Mishomer says is okay. You shouldn't leave them for a long time, even in that Suda. Even within one Suda, sometimes Sudas last a long time and it could have a major effect on the vegetable over the course of a 3-4 hour Suda. Kadesh Yazir Arbish Zed Domal Ibu. That's already like Ma'abin. Avalim Imhein Mishtain Shah Muetes Mazin Ktas in Mekachlum. But if it's just a small amount of time and then a little bit of juice comes out, that's not such a problem. The Kolzel Dasa Shulchanaruch. Avalim Minig Shalashos Klab Bemelech Alamitabal Vyoch Bemelech. The Minig is we don't do this. The Minig is we just, if you want to salt something, you dip it in salt and you eat it. You dip the next piece in salt and you eat it. And that's just the way you go about it. So what we learned tonight is that you can't salt things that are normally pickled if you either do several at one time, or you soak even one long enough to become pickled, because then it would be like ma'abed. And then we said that even though some say you could dip several radishes in salt and then eat them consecutively a short time later, the minhag is not to leave them sitting in salt for any amount of time. The minhag is just to dip them in salt and eat them as is. Okay, but from tomorrow, we will learn si'ifim hay through zayin. At a different time, I'm probably going to have to do it on Zoom in the morning because I'm flying tomorrow night.